whole halal, yeah, okay, we said that. We said the Zman of Halal is lechatchila from Netzach Chama to Shkiz Chama. That's the ideal time set. From sunrise to sunset. But someone forgot, I don't know what happened, he was in a rush in the morning, he went out of shul, he didn't say hello, he didn't realize later, it's not so how it's happened. Anyway, it's not so hello. In such a case, he could say it still all the way through to Shkia. Once he gets up to Shkia, so he does, you sound possible to say them. Once he gets to Shkia, one should not make a brach. Well, it's allowed still, but quite a few possible hold that once he gets to Shkia, come on, one should not say hello with a brach. I've said before, hello on which Shkia is to say hello to Tiduk. And we said last time, our meaning is to make a bracha on how that was we saw in the Chav, top Chav base. You see, David benches up, through the Golden Gate. There, the Chav brings down different shitters about saying hello with a bracha. Top Chav base.
And the Veilus?
Karim Harel, Dilu Bain, Yachid Bain, Tzimor. He says, Yachid, Tzimor, Yeshav, Shad, Tzimor, Bracha, and Tchil, because hello. Some say it's Tzimor after making a bracha. And the Aluchavai Yochid Eimor. So one shit in the Machaba is that a private person, a halal but dilu, does not make a bracha. Very interesting halacha this actually. And then what different shitters? The Maisa, our meaning is to make, but the Mishnah Berurah says that we try to accommodate this shitter, since there is a shitter which holds that you only say a halal but tzibur with a bracha, ideally one should only say a halal with a tzibur. In fact, so much so, the Mishnah Berurah's actually was to finish off with yesterday. That if someone comes in late to shul, there's only 1 minute in the shul, for example, and they're up to hello, and let's say, for example, he's doing a psukkah to Zimra. So we said, hey, so he can change his davening from psukkah to Zimra to hello. So he's in the middle of Ashrei, and he realizes there's no other minion for hello, so he's allowed to change now to say hello. He does not make a bracha, because we said he relies on a baruch sha'omah and shtabach. That is, what do you call it, that is said in Pesach and Zimra, but he says halal with the tzibur. Still might say halal with the tzibur. If he's after Birkas Krishna, in the middle of Birkas Krishna, he's had it, nothing he can do. He has to rely on the shit that you say when he eats. And we said if he's up to finish his stomach, he's not started Yitzhak, he's also allowed to say halal, and he can make a bracha there. So he's allowed to make a bracha because it's not in the sandwich anywhere, so he's allowed to make a bracha. Yes. Okay, okay. Right, interesting thing is now, what about in the middle of Halal, someone gets self-conscious interrupt in the middle of Halal? Can you interrupt, what can you interrupt for in the middle of Halal? Someone's in the middle of Halal, and he has Kaddish, he has Kedusha, he has Baruch Hu, what is he not to interrupt for? What din has Halal got? So we talk about every quarter as to make a brother. And I think the Sfaradim, many Sfaradim, the difference from Hotman and the Sfaradim, but some Sfaradim don't make a bracha when you do half halal. Yeah, on Rishkei, you don't make a bracha. I think someone asked me, Sfaradim actually, asked me if you might see him the bracha. He didn't want to make a bracha himself because the Machab always don't make. So he asked me when I'm making a bracha, I can have it in mind. It's a good idea. But these people are not saying a bracha, they're much more lenient, and so they can interrupt for many more things. There's no bracha in between there, so that's much more lenient. Yeah, we're talking about where we make a bracha, what can you interrupt for? What are you allowed to interrupt for? So it seems to be a slight difference between whole halal and half, and let's just talk basically for the halacha over here. Lamaisa, the Macham is very, very meiko. The Macham starts off with top of base and dalit. The Indian have soccer, with regards to interruption, I feel a bit empty in the middle of halal. Now he brings an interesting halacha, shoyel b'sholoy. You can ask someone how he's doing. Someone that's respectful before, let's say a Tavachacha, or Mesiv Shalom Chalavim, and you can answer hello to anyone. So in the middle of Halal, the Machab is quite making it nice. The Mishnah Berurah says that we don't go like this in the Hilchas Krishna, we don't answer and speak in the middle of Birkas Krishna. It's very similar to Birkas Krishna this over here. Our meaning is that in Birkas Krishna we do not interrupt at all, and we don't say any speeches whatsoever. So what happens here is in the middle of hello. Let's talk about half hello, yeah? No, it's half hello. So it looks like that you're allowed to answer Kaddish, Obin Yeshme Rabo, and Amir Bom Obin Rami, Kedusha, Kodosh Baruch and Nimloich, and Baruch. He's allowed to do that. Now, Shai is one piece of coin, and it gets called up. Now, about ideally, in the Chatchel, he should not burn in the Hal. Much better that he does not get called up at all in the middle of Hal, yeah? If he did get called up, very interesting halach actually is, and halach is. Do you know what happens if he gets called up in the middle of Hal?
That's how we.
Very interesting halacha. He goes, he makes the bracha at the beginning end, but he's not, he does not read with the balkon. He's not allowed to read with the balkon. Since it's a shayla b'kefsek, so we rely on the shittur. I mean, even though the chachira and the person gets an aliyah, always the halacha is that you're meant to read with the balkon.
If it's a half-sick, don't make a bracha.
No. Good question we're asking. But Abaisa, have you ever seen a summa getting called up from Aliyah?
No.
Abaisa happens. Now, what's the summa? Does he read with?
No, it's very hard to do it.
So we rely on the shitters that hold the ikachir is the bracha and the yot with the balkon. There is such a shitter like this, which the Meister called out, that the Ikka thing is making the bracha beforehand, but not the actual reading from the same term. So if Baal, there's such a shitter which holds like this, that it's enough just to, what do you call it, to be able to make the brachas, even though you don't read with, that's what we do. So here, I say, it's a chiddush, right? The Meister, normally we don't allow, we don't like it like this. It's not ideal, a person when he gets called up, people don't know this halacha actually. But really, when a person gets called up, he is meant to read with the oiler. So, long done is after. So I'm saying, but the evidence is all right. But the chachira certainly, a person who gets called up should be reading with the balkira together as he's reading. That's the brachas on. In this case over here, we have to rely on the shitter. That since the shayla hefsek, we rely on just the bracha is enough itself.
Why did the chayla read them?
What? Did you?
Why did the, like, let's say there's no chayla in the room.
There's no coin, so that's a good shy master. Is normally, if the coin is in a room, really passionate, what he should do is go out. He shouldn't get himself involved in this problem, passionate, yeah? It's better if the coin went out, really. That's what he should do. But let's say the coin didn't go out, or let's say a normal Israel got called up. He's not the coin to say someone else should get called up instead of me. And that means that can happen sometimes, Moshe, let's say someone wants to do an aliyah to someone, and they call someone up, for example, and he's the wrong person. There's a big question what happens then, and I said, well, can he say, I don't want to get with someone else? There's no problem. At least about Cohen and Levi, you're making a problem. If the person gets called up, but doesn't go, there's a shadow pegima, there's something wrong with him. On his stroll, it's not really much of a problem. Let's say someone got called up, for example, and say, for the Aliyah, and he gets to the thing, and then someone says, you know, I've got your time this week, I'm supposed to be having Shvi. No, I'm supposed to have the last Aliyah. There's no one left to give it to him. Can this person step aside and let the other person have it? Not so simple. Say, there's no pegima, there's no problem, but it's not ideal. Normally what they say in shul, if someone got called out, it happens sometimes in shul, someone got called out and said, shishim, you shouldn't have done. So they tend to wait there, the other person gets an aliyah, and afterwards they call this person up. But in a case where you can't do it, this is the last aliyah, you got called up. I don't know what happens actually, what they do with a ma'aser. Yeah? But in Hallel over here, what we're talking about over here now, is that person can interrupt if he gets called up for an aliyah. He's allowed to interrupt, say the bracha, baruchu, and that's it, the brachas of brachu shayla, bracha achrayna, of kris atzera, but he does not read with. Also, he should not make a mishabeda, as the apostle say. He should minimize whatever he has to do. Yeah? That's halacha number one of interruptions in the middle of halacha. So again, it's kaddish, obin yesh bein rabo, kaddish of baruchu, nimel in kedusha, baruchu, oil of tzera, but he's shomer, and he doesn't say anything with, he just keeps quiet. That's what you should do. Well, I'd like to start off if someone spoke in the middle of Hallel. He's not supposed to speak. If B'diyeva, someone spoke in the middle of Hallel, the thing is, it's told how he's not choyed to repeat. What do you call it? I might say, I'd like to start off, when else can you speak in Hallel? I might say, this happened to me, actually, this year. Right, interesting story. One of my children over here from London, and in the middle of Hallel, he comes over to me, and he shows me a luluf. And on the luluf was written someone else's name.
What name was it?
Never mind what your name was. So he said, do I know who it is? It was the middle of Hallel, yeah? Mm-hmm. So I was thinking to myself, well, you know what's happened? The person has taken, the person whose name it is, let's call it Moishi. Let's say it's Moishi. Moishi has taken this person's luluf and left his luluf there. That is on the first day of Yom Tov, yeah? Now, what happens is, I went over to this person, I knew it was, or she, I don't ask me what it was, I went to the person. Mm-hmm. I knew it was, I said, you've got another one, so we changed. Now, the shadow was, that person's not been known, sir.
The brother.
What?
Changing
was
it?
The brother. Brother.
Why was his brother?
The brother already had
it. Yeah.
So why did
the brother had it? He said, brother, the pastor's, it was an Ashkenaz shul. So pastor's, what he did was, and it wasn't Ashkenaz, it was an Ashkenaz person, what he did was, he made a broch on the lesser before Hallel. He made a broch on Hallel. He's in the middle of Hallel, now he realizes he's made himself shadow. It hasn't been Yotze Lulav.
Captain Lucham.
Stop. No. It's probably Yotze Lulav. So now this person has to shake Lulav Esther again. Here, you're allowed to make the broch on Lulav Esther in the middle of Hallel. Yes. Special exception. I suppose it's the Surik of the mitzvah.
Why broch
of the
Hallel? Just a broch on Lulav.
A broch on Lulav. Yeah, he makes a broch of Lulav and Esau
again.
So we noticed the first time he made that broch of Lulav and Esau, it wasn't his. So he's not been noticed.
So can I shave you?
What?
Why has everyone hasn't got one? Can they shave?
You can shave it afterwards, but he's not been noticed. So there's a special allowance that didn't happen to make a broch. I must tell you, someone told me it was a shadow a few years ago, one of the most, or right for the long, so very similar shadow actually. Someone bought Lulav and Esau in a shop. And he said to the shopkeeper there, he says, look, he's giving me a shear somewhere where he's busy. Can I leave my little Vanessa over here for a while? And I come back and fetch it afterwards. That's not a problem. Because he comes back an hour later, his little Vanessa's gone. What's happened? So by mistake, the moicha didn't realize. One, there were a few moicha in there. One, the other moicha, by mistake, sold this little Vanessa to someone else. Now, Shai later, there was a big problem then to realize what's happened is, how is that person only enter? It's stolen. That's all really nice for the person in the shop saying, I'm working him, but there's first no king yet, he's not being cleaner.
So why did he pay?
He paid for Xavier.
The first one originally he has also paid for his Lulav
and Esther. How much did it cost that person?
He was paid.
Why are we talking about mistake?
The first person paid.
Exactly the first one. The second person also paid.
It's not his.
It's not his. The question was, we were very worried about it. How is this person being used to admit to another Esu where she on suckers?
So we don't know who he is. We don't know who he is.
The second person took another set.
We don't know who it is.
The first guy's not made a king, my friend.
So what king?
In order to make a little bit of Esu, you have to be cloning that item. If you're not cloning it, you've got a problem, a serious problem. I said, many years my father's been around, told me someone, I remember he used to borrow always a little bit of Esther from my father on the suckers. Anyway, one year my father came with a little Esther, came up to him after he looked very upset. My father's been around, said, well, you're okay, what's happened? He said, it's the wise man, I don't know what's happened. I said, what's the problem? He said, you know, you gave me a little Esther to shake, which I was used. I shook it very nicely. He gave my Thomas the hat there, I used it. And then someone came over to me and said, can I borrow you a little bit of Esther? And I said to him, it's not mine, it belongs to Mr. Weismart. So that's a joke, that was good. Is it mine or not mine? If I don't have to use it, it's mine. So I think the whole thing's a joke, so I'm not sure if I've been noticed. I said he has been noticed, it's not a problem, it's very ancient points. But you have to know what you're doing. Now, this person over here who bought the Lulav and Esther, when he bought it and he paid for it, it was stolen. It's not yet, it's not been cloned, that Lulav and Esther.
So the first one should be Mafka, is the
Lulav and Esther. How's it been cloned? What?
I don't think the first one was cloned.
It's now Hefka. Ruben and Shimon.
Hefka's only cloned if you want to be cloned.
When he wants to cut
it,
ship
it. He doesn't know about it. The answer is.
So he lifted it up.
When he lifts it up, he's going to claim it.
Surely you lift up his claim, what's the matter with
him? Oh, you know what I'm saying?
First one hasn't been claimed properly, so he takes it home.
No, he's left
in the shop, give him the money.
Well, that's why I'm not sure. He paid for it, put it in the machine, I'm not sure you're right. But anyway, the answer is quite simple. He is claiming because it's chotzer. The chotzer of his house is cloning. The chotzer of your house is cloning automatically.
When?
Second person.
When? Only.
The one who stole it.
If.
What do you mean?
One who stole it. So when he stole it, paid the money, was not cloning it.
Right.
But then it's my little lesson, let's say, right? So I come over to the shopkeeper and say, right, I'm forgetting that one, it's half a man for me, I'm not interested in it, I'm going to buy a new one. That little lesson now becomes like Hefka, and his house where it's staying in is automatically cloning that little lesson for the second person.
Even though.
It's got the relations exam.
So. I'm cloning it now, finished.
Huh?
I don't want anyone, I'm taking another one.
What do you mean?
I'm the shopkeeper, I don't know who it is.
So he's Mafke, the original one is Mafke, and the one's Chutzah, and the second one's Koina. That's how it goes.
That's how it works, that's how it got around.
Forget it.
Yeah, that's how it
You can use someone else then.
What?
For the broth, you can use someone else.
It has to be my Thomas the Hatzir.
Yeah.
But this person didn't know. The one who bought it in the shop thought it was his.
You found out when you know.
He didn't find out, he doesn't know. He doesn't know it's not his.
You know,
he never knew, you're right. He'd have been told that he would be Koiner again. He didn't know this person.
If he's not in your case, in your case it would be
all right. No, Mike is still in your Mike is much better because he was a fiancé, right? Yeah. Now, interesting, I love it. What about Ashen Yotzai in the middle of Hallow? So I'm going to say, can you say Ashen Yotzai?
Say it, mate.
What?
One can't say Ashen Yotzai.
First, I must say, it's true. It's very interesting. I've not heard it. I've wondered about it many times, but you can see the Mishnah has got a very big shine. It's actually Shulchan Aruch. What happens if I go to the toilet before his meal? And the person normally washes his hands with a keli.
Right.
So the Shulchan has got a major problem.
Scratch your head.
What should you do? Should you wash your hands first with a keli and make Asher Yotzai? But then once you've done that, you can't actually sit down.
Scratch your head.
But that's a Brock Shed Sriha, says the woman of wrong. That's not so good.
Okay.
On the other hand, he says maybe you should wash your hands with this lamp first, make Hamboys, you'll say Asher Yotzai in the middle of the meal. That's also not ideal. Asher Yotzai should be said as soon as possible. So it's not ideal, this what you're saying, to wait for Asher Yotzai.
If you go after Bob when you go to the bathroom.
If what?
If after Bob you need to go to the bathroom, so you don't say Asher
Yotzai. No, so there it's also two masters, there's no shayla.
Right.
There's no shayla. So there, tackling, you have to wait.
Right.
The question over here is, in Hallel, is it the same stringency, and then we should wait until after Hallel, or is it more makel, which it seems to have a chavre is. The bottom line is, the possible seem to say that it's better to wait. So say Asher Yotzai at the end of what do you call it? You should wait to Asher Yotzai after Hallel. That means I don't know what else. The game should be the same as well. Yeah, I think the meaning is to wait. No, the Mishnah Berurah one should wait as far as I remember. As far as I can't remember exactly. I think so. Same shayla that in Pesukim Zimra. So I was told in Pesukim Zimra when to say Asher Yotzai. Yeah, same way as the shayla. So here the Pesukim seem to say that it's better. It's better to wait till after Hallel. And when you say Hallel Shalom, it seems that's definitely supposed to wait. It's no shayla. If in the middle of Hallel the Dillo is more kurdic, maybe it's more, you'd have to be massive, it'd be easier, then maybe you'd have to, even so, the apostle seems to say it's better to wait and only say Asher Yotzai right at the end after saying Hallel. That's what they say. Yeah? That's what I'm about Asher Yotzai. Asher Yotzai, what else is there? The brokers of Hallel should be said standing up. What's the basis of our actually? It should not be leaning. What I'm doing now, let's say, for example, I'm leaning on Shtenda, is not ideal for Hallel or the brokers.
Why not?
Ideally, a person should be standing properly. So the halacha of Hallel, when you say Hallel, the ideal is that a person stands properly. The Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah brings this day. The Maaseh, let's say like this, I'm standing like this, for example, right? The Mishnah Berurah says that if you take away the Shtenda and a person wouldn't fall down, that's not called leaning. Yeah, that's not called leaning. Leaning is if you're leaning on something in such a way that if you were to take that item away, the person would fall down. That is not, but the other is okay. I think. The other, if someone's not feeling well, for example, you have to sit down, it's also all right with the other. But the Maaseh of the Chatchila, one should stand for, what do you call it? And I'll answer you, if someone by mistake, on Rosh Chodesh made a mistake, and he said, Hadal Shoy. What's the mention of someone by mistake on Rosh Chodesh, by mistake, he forgot himself, he said, Hadal Shoy. So if you finish the whole of Hallel, the mice is yours. No problem, it's yours. Shai's what happens if he realizes in the middle. So if he realizes in the middle of one of the capital, like Lon or Hafti, he should actually stop at the end of that posuk and leave out the rest. It's a potter to make it with dinner. One should try and miss out a bit. In fact, the Chiddush, I saw, I don't know, I don't really understand this. Someone said to the mice, I don't know how you can do this. But someone says, if you, unless you passed Loi Lon or Hafti, and you're in the middle of Oikot Kandisoni, you realize, oh no, someone says that you should miss out possible to make it a dilu. But I don't know how you can do that because Hallel, which is missed out, is no good. A person who misses out Hallel, part of Hallel, is no good what he's doing.
You have to say.
So I'm going to have that later, I don't understand. But nice, if you realize by Loi Lon, you're going to have to, that's what you should do.
Don't you miss out.
Miss out the rest. And then also, I don't know whether this was called yesterday on Leil Pesach, the meaning is that many people got a minute to say Hallel. With a block on the night.
Yeah.
Where that comes from, that was the last time I looked up, I have to try to check out the minute. But the Maaseh, the minute, the minute, the source, the Shukroch, the Maaseh, the Chabbis is what should do it, so that's the minute, meaning of saying Hallel and Mishkosh.
All right.
Shkoyah!
Shkoyah.